Well, there we go. We're going to get the call started right now. Thank you for everyone who dialed in and let us know who you are and where you're calling from. It's very exciting to hear all the different states and the energy. It's just wonderful. So I thank you guys again for calling in. If you haven't had a chance, grab a pen and a piece of paper so you can take some notes tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to one of our founding members here on the advisory panel and who's out there in the field making it happen every day, my good friend, Mr. Todd Strand.
All righty. Hey, I appreciate it, Karen, and thank you again for your leadership and all you've done for, you know, helping us as a company. And the big event we got coming up, I think that everyone's counting down now the number of days until our event, the Ignite event in Palm Springs. In fact, I was out there this past weekend. We have a timeshare at the Marriott. We got to go out there and enjoy. But I got to tell you that, you know, it was actually the perfect event for me because I'm one of those. I'm happiest when I'm working, right? But you want to enjoy life too. And I had that, you know, perfect combination of being there at the resort and the phones absolutely blowing up from all of you with just incredible activity. Because as a company, we've just been posting some record numbers. And again, I understand where that comes from. That comes from all the hard work and all the excitement of every single one of you out there making it happen. There's no doubt that we're all counting down the days until we make history. And again, that's going to be August 8th, 9th, and 10th. If you've not purchased your tickets, I'm telling you, you absolutely positively must be there. The historic things are going to happen. That is going to be the day that we ignite the fuse on this company and just make it take off like a rocket. And I say that, and it almost kind of makes you, tighten your seatbelt, because just this past week, we posted record number after record number after record number. On Tuesday, we had our single biggest day ever as a company, ever. We smashed a record that had previously been established. On Wednesday, we come back and we actually surpassed that record. And so the record on Tuesday only lasts for 24 hours, because 24 hours later, we surpassed that record. On Thursday, we fell just shy of breaking a record. And then on Friday, we doubled any record, any number ever set in by this company ever before. And that is the kind of growth trend that we've been on. That's the kind of growth trend we've been experiencing. We had a gentleman, by the way, who joined the business on Sunday. And he's our first person to ever in the history of our company make $900 his very first day in the business. Made $900 on day number one in the business. I mean, just absolutely went to work. I mean, just pouring people in like you can't imagine. Just absolutely pulling out all the stops, working with that. Not a sense of urgency, but it's a full-blown emergency. And this is the kind of thing that's been going on. I want to give a shout-out, by the way, to Anthony Ferriola and also Kyle Fant. These are a couple of young guns, 21, 22 years of age, out of the New Jersey marketplace, just came on board. And in a few days, they went out and signed up 11 merchants, right out of the gate. I mean, these are the kind of numbers that people are posting. I also want to recognize Eddie Scheichman. He just came on board. He's 22 years of age, also a young gun. He did his G4, the whole get four, pay no more. He did that in his first 24 hours. He's been only with us for a few days. He's almost a pearl. This is the kind of activity, the kind of excitement that's going on all over the place. I can't even begin to quantify it. I lack the vocabulary, but to say, but if this is going on this moment, and the Ignite event hasn't even happened, you guys haven't even seen App 2.0. You haven't seen the big box retailers on the app yet. You haven't seen the invitation system. You haven't seen the more money we're putting in the pay plan. Did I just sneak that out there? Sorry. You haven't seen, there's so many things that are going to happen at that event. I just cannot implore you enough that if you've not purchased a ticket to the event, you must be there. It's going to be an absolutely incredible event. We're just so grateful as a company to be sitting where we're sitting. Obviously humbled by everything that's happened and come to fruition. There's been a lot of hurdles and bumps that we've had to go through as a company, but that's part of the process. We know there's going to be more hurdles and bumps. And I think it's the people who they catch the fever. They get that vision of where they're going, and they're able to put their eye on the destination. They're able to navigate, the terrain. They're able to navigate the hurdles and the things that are going to fall in your way along the way. And so it's just a matter of, knowing what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, and fix in your mind that you're going to do whatever it takes for however long it takes. Our CEO and founder always says a big part of succeeding is just showing up. And, the 90% of winning is just showing up. And so often you can hear some of the great trainers in our industry talk about just being here 1 year from now. And that's the problem. So many people, they come and they're here for just a small moment in time. They didn't stick around long enough. If they just would have hung on a little longer, if they just would have been a little more persistent, a little more consistent. You don't want to be one of those people where you know, my gosh, I got in. I was there for a few weeks. There was a little bump. And I know that just today there was a little glitch on the app for, didn't last, but, it's a small moment. You know, but these kind of things are part of the process. You know, we're on an Amazon server. I mean, so it's not actually us. It's actually Amazon. But these kind of things are part of the process. And some people let those little things get in the way. And then they come back and they see the company blowing up and they realize, oh, my gosh, I let something stupid, something small get in my way of my fortune. You know, something small took me out of the game. And there's another leader who's always fond of saying, don't let something temporary take you out of the game, you know, permanently. You know, you want to be one of those people that, you know, you just keep, you know, plodding along. I always recommend that people go read the books about some of the great companies, because so often we forget the processes that they went through becoming great companies. McDonald's didn't become McDonald's overnight. If you read the story, man, there was all kinds of infighting and feuding, and they were debating what kind of company they should be, and some wanted to focus more on real estate and franchising, and I mean, there were all kinds of issues that were happening. And there were other companies, the Federal Express, at one point, they didn't have the money for, you know, payroll, and they had all these kind of things they had to go through. And so far, you know, we've been very blessed. I think a lot of you know that in the pursuit of this app, the first company we hired to build our mobile app, and this goes back to a year ago, that very first company, they stole our money, never delivered anything. And obviously, that was a pretty big blow to the company. That delayed a lot of what we wanted to do, but who would have known that what appeared to be one of the worst things that ever happened to us ended up being one of the best things that ever happened to us. It's what I call a tragic blessing. And so often, that's the case in life. Yeah, there's sometimes roadblocks show up, and we don't always understand why the good Lord does what he does, but usually if we just keep the faith, if we just keep facing forward and just keep believing, that suddenly, you know, things start to unveil in a way where they work out better than they could have even worked out previously. You know, if we just don't take this, you know, stop and complain. And I know there's a lot of, you know, churchgoers here on the line, and I'm not qualified to be anybody's pastor, but if you read the good book, you know, there's a lot of that story when, you know, obviously we're going to the promised land out of Egypt. Now, that all those people could do along the way was complain, and eventually God said, trip canceled. And you don't want to end up being one of those kind of people. So, again, we're excited where we're at, but I'm just going to tell you that we're getting ready to ignite this thing, and where we're going is going to be unbelievable. But you never know when those little things may come up along the way. But, you know, for those of you who are just here 1 year from now, magical things can happen for you, because it's a magical time in our company. And I can tell you from my years in business, you chase these moments. You know, it's like in football, if you're a sports fan. Now, you know, Dan Marino was a guy that I watched grow and play, you know, when I was a kid. You know, he was, you know, one of the best quarterbacks out there. I watched him, you know, as a kid, you know, playing. And, you know, he went to the Super Bowl, you know, right early in his career. And I'm sure Dan Marino thought, you know, man, I got here my first year of my career, second, and I'm probably going to be back who knows how many times. But the truth was, he never got back. You know, having those magical moments, you know, sometimes you just have to carpe diem. They just don't come along that often. I can tell you from people who've made some big money in this industry, that they chase that moment where, my gosh, all the stars seem to line up. You've got, you know, just a concept that resonates with people and everyone can tell and feel where it's going. We've got that moment. And don't think that this moment's going to come along just some other time or out or catch some other company. They just don't come along that often. When they come along, you want to pull out all the stops. You want to just absolutely go for it. Because when you have momentum on your side, when you've got the wind at your back, when you're going the direction and the flow of the river, that's when everyone ends up looking like a genius. That's when the, you know, the legends are born, and people who built these massive teams. Oh my gosh, he built this team of 200,000 people, and you hear these kind of stories. Sometimes that person didn't work any harder than someone that built this little team that no one notices. They just did it at the right time with the right kind of momentum, with the right kind of company, the right kind of situation where you were the only game in town. And we have that today. We're the only game in town. We are pioneering this incentivized sharing. We're inventing it, and it just makes so much sense, and it's resonating, and just want to make sure that you take advantage, full advantage of that opportunity. And what I have on the phone line with me today are some people who are, in fact, doing that, people who are pulling out the stops, carpe diem, making it happen out there every single day. I mean, just salt of the earth kind of people. And I want to go back to Indianapolis, Indiana. They had just had an event out there with our CEO and founder. In fact, it's kind of interesting how this group came together. I got to meet this group for the first time back in late April. They just got started, just signed up in the business. I happened to be back there for my daughter's softball tournament, and I remember, you know, calling and saying, hey, can I come over and do a meeting? And this group is just, from that one little moment, just absolutely exploded and done incredible things. And whenever you see that, it's because of incredible leadership. And you know, it's the leaders and the people behind it and their belief and their work ethic. And the people I'm about to bring on represent all of those things. And the very first person I want to go to is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Atkins, a guy that I'm getting to know pretty well. I mean, just a professional person, a person you'd want to have on your side no matter what you're doing. So, Jeff Atkins, are you with us?
I am indeed, Pat.
Well, Jeff, I'm honored to have you on our call. I mean, my gosh, you guys just had the big event with our CRM founder out there. I can only imagine how excited you guys are. But I guess, Jeff, this is your first time being on our corporate update call. Of course, everyone in Indiana knows who you are. We don't read the corporate office know who you are, but a lot of our reps around the country haven't yet to meet Jeff Atkins. So I guess maybe kind of first with a little bit of your story. I know you were in the real estate business. You've always been self-employed, and obviously you learned about Paid to Save. So what got you excited about Paid to Save?
Oh man, excited is an understatement. I mean, man, I'm excited about hearing about the gentleman, $900 on his first day. That's just absolutely amazing. He's going to do big things. Big things on the horizon. As if things aren't exciting enough as it is. I mean, the 2.0 version of the app, when that comes out, we're just going to explode phenomenally. The connector concept, that's just an absolute game changer. Like you said, I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my entire adult life. I see opportunity everywhere I look. I've owned several successful businesses, literally had thousands of employees, but the biggest thing that I saw was that my partner and I were really the only ones who got to enjoy the success of those businesses. Everyone else just had a job, a good job. I'd like to think it was a good job. We didn't have a very high turnover rate, but most of those folks, they didn't have the money to invest in their own business. They didn't have a lot of the business skills necessary to succeed in traditional business. And that's why I've kind of pursued network marketing as a way to provide opportunity to everyone, not just a select few. But when I sat down with Lydia and Scott Badger and went over the Paid to Save business plan and the comp plan and understood the coding, Lydia will tell you, the light bulb went off. I got goosebumps and I knew that this was the one. I've been involved in multiple network marketing companies throughout the years, but this is the one. Bar none, this is it. And this weekend, wow. I mean, getting to meet and shake hands with all the people that have been helping us out on three-way calls, Mr. Jim Percival, Mr. Greg Warford, Todd Sasser, the CEO, Mr. Hart himself came into town. Where else are you going to get an all-star lineup like that to come in from all parts of the country to help you grow your business? This company is absolutely amazing. I can't even begin to go into all the things that I'm excited about. I just can't wait for convention. If you guys haven't got your tickets yet, you need to, I don't want to tell people to hang up the call, but hop online. Don't do it now. Do it right now. But I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, Todd, but when everything that's let out of the bag at convention, it's just going to be absolutely amazing. I can't wait. Cannot wait.
Absolutely. And by the way, Jeff, number one, congratulations. I know you're about to become a pearl with us. You've only been with us for, a handful of weeks. Your team's blowing up. I know you're a big part of that core group out there. And Indianapolis has just absolutely packed the house for our CEO and founder. And it was just amazing to see the pictures online. And, of course, I've gotten to know you. I mean, you're such a professional and you're such a successful background. And I just love the way you put that a moment ago. I mean, the fact that you have thousands of employees. And the only people who really won were you and your partner, in a meaningful way. I mean, yes, you provided good jobs, but they were just grinding it out. I mean, you were the only one truly succeeding and going on vacations and living the kind of life that most people dream of living. And you were attracted to our industry because you have that heart of wanting to help other people and help other people win and help other people get ahead, and saw that network marketing was the best way to do that because it's a business people can afford. It's a business people can start part-time and start to develop the skills that it takes to be an entrepreneur without having to quit their job. And so, Scott, Jeff, it's just a testimony to you and who you are. I know that Scott, your sponsor, also has done some great things. So it's so honored to have you with our company. Thank you for being on our call tonight.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
Well, I tell you, the very next place I want to go is we're going to stay out there in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I want to bring this call to someone that, she's a young gun. It's kind of amazing. We talk about the young guns. We always talk about Bryce and David Adami and some of the other guys. From Jason, and now we got Eddie and this whole group and Amanda out of the Northeast. They're just making big things happen in Jersey. But sometimes we forget to put Lydia Abbott in that young gun group because she's just got this massive team. She's out in Indiana. She's 26 years of age, sings gospel music all over the world. We've had her on the line before, but again, I mean, just an absolute genuine soul. When you get to meet her, when you get to hear her CDs and hear what she's done and the mission work she does, she's always constantly going to other countries. I mean, they absolutely packed the house for our CEO and founder, but Lydia was gone for 3 weeks in another country helping people because she's just, you know, one of those types of people and wants to serve the Lord. And she got back just a week before our CEO and founder got, you know, was there, and she was still able to obviously, you know, along with some of the other leaders there, I mean, just absolutely just packed the house. So, Miss Lydia Abbott, we've had you on the call before, but, you know, my gosh, what an event you had this past weekend. What an unbelievable team that you're birthing out there. I just got to turn the call over to you because I'm just absolutely blown away and touched by what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly, Lydia.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me on the call again. I'm privileged and so excited, overly excited, like Jeff said. I just can't wait for convention, but this was a sneak peek for a lot of us this weekend when we had Mr. Hart out and a lot of the other people. And I just have to say thank you so much to Mr. Hart because he really does have a big heart. You always say that on the call, and we got to see that firsthand. And I guess the highlight for me was hearing him and his story and how he got started. And, you know, honestly, there was a lot of people in that room that were struggling, that have been in this a little while and you know, we're just wondering, can I hold on, is this really for me? And all of those questions were answered. Those people afterwards came up to me and they, you know, they basically just thanked me for bringing them into this, thanked me for, you know, not giving up on them and having faith in them. But Mr. Hart is the one who really helped me or helped them be able to have that attitude because, you know, people just realize, wow, he's so down to earth. He's so real. We see his heart when he speaks to us. He's not just one of these professional businessmen that a lot of times you wonder if they're really telling you the truth or not. He just has this sincerity about him when he speaks, and he gets on our level, and he's just a real person, and he wants to help us. So I just am so privileged that we had this event, and I look forward to having him out again, and you, Todd Strand, and I told him we're going to double, if not triple, the amount of people that were there. But it was an amazing event, and we've had several people say they're going to come to the conference now in Palm Springs just because of this event. Just, you know, the energy that was there and the vision that we were given, even more so than leading up to it. So I'm very privileged that the Lord brought this into my path, and I cannot wait to meet all the other people that I've heard on the calls. And I'm just super pumped. And if you have not got your ticket, you've got to go because this is going to be a moment in history. I know that sounds cliche sometimes, but I really do feel like it's going to be a moment in history. And I'm not going to miss it. And I'm going to be there. And we're going to the top. So thank you so much, Todd, for the opportunity to be on the call.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lydia. And by the way, again, congratulations because your team's blowing up. Your group's blowing up. Indianapolis is unequivocally on the map. You guys have merchants all over, you know, all over the app now. I mean, you guys have just done such an amazing job, you know, since the end of April. And it's really been May, June, part of July. And you know, just call it that 90-day campaign just to watch your team just, you know, maturate and watch your group, you know, watch your local marketplace, you know, develop with all the merchants and everything else. It speaks obviously well of you, Lydia. It speaks well of the people that you've been able to attract based on the person you are and the kind of leaders you guys have out there from Jeff and Scott and so many names. I don't want to start mentioning the names because I know there's so many different people who are important, you know, parts of that equation. So I just want to salute everybody out there in the Indianapolis marketplace and what a great event. I also want to congratulate, obviously, you know, Jim Percival and Greg Warford, who are just completely invaluable. I mean, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. And when we talk about speed of the leader, speed of the pack, I mean, obviously, we've got to go to Todd Sasser, a gentleman who's just building a dynasty in our company right now, just an absolute force to be reckoned with, just an unbelievable amount of knowledge, you know, in our industry. An incredible work ethic. I mean, you can't hardly call him if he's not at a meeting. I mean, every time you turn around, hey, man, I'm at a meeting. Can I call you back? Hey, I'm on a call with some guys back here. Say hi to them all. Hey, man, I'm at a little place. We're starting this new group up. And you look at Todd's activity. Just follow him online. And you understand why, you know, he's having the success that he's having. I mean, besides the fact that he's named Todd. I mean, that's not, that's a joke between him and me. So, Mr. Todd Sasser, are you with us?
I sure am, Todd. Can you hear me okay, sir?
I hear you perfectly, Todd, and my gosh, your group's blowing up all over the place, and I know you got teams growing everywhere, but obviously you got to be unbelievably proud, beaming ear to ear with Miss Lydia Abbott and Jeff Atkins, that whole Indianapolis team, so take it away, sir.
Well, I sure do thank you, Todd, for including us on the call tonight. It's a blessing, multifold blessings that we enjoy this weekend. But tonight, before I start talking about what we enjoyed this weekend in Indianapolis, we're launching a new market here in Kentucky, not far from where I live in Monticello, Kentucky. And I've got a handful of people in the afterglow, as I call it, from a meeting we had a while ago, and I just want to let you hear from them real quick. So, guys, if you will, say hello. So we're getting kicking down in Kentucky too, Todd, and we had about 20 out tonight. I think that's what we started with Easter weekend in Indianapolis when we kicked Lydia and those awesome people off up there. And just look for good things coming out of southeastern Kentucky. I can assure you that, sir. And, of course, tomorrow night we're going to be launching a new market down in Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm looking forward to getting down there with those folks. And our opportunity just speaks for itself. You know, the name of the company is remarkable. You know, when you think about incentivized sharing, what better name than Paid to Save? And I'm just so proud and honored to be a part of it. You know, I'm blessed daily with more and more amazing people. You know, I can't say enough good things about all the wonderful people that's come into my life as a result of this opportunity. You know, starting there with, of course, Mr. Hart, our CEO, and you, and Mike Oliver. Can't wait to meet him when we get up there to California. And Greg Warford, finally got to spend some time with him and meet and greet with him this weekend. And where would I be without Jim Percival? You know, Jim Percival's the one that showed me this opportunity, and I had a great amount of respect for him going back to another company around 2000, 2001. Just awesome leadership from the top down and then all the way through myself. You know, I'm sandwiched in between complete greatness and awesomeness in this opportunity. You know, I come down and share it with Lydia Abbott, and wow. I mean, wow is all I can say about Lydia. She is awesome. If there's ever been awesome out there, it's Lydia Abbott. And thank you so much for believing in me, Lydia. I know that we had different plans with maybe something else, and I had to wait on you to come home from actually singing in Africa to where I could share this opportunity with you after it had been shared with me for a few weeks. And I'm so proud of you to see your growth and to follow you and what you stand for. It's amazing. It's a testament that you share with everyone. You set the example, Lydia, and then, of course, Jeff and Scott Badger. Phil Butler up there, you guys are awesome. You're just rocking, killing it out. Ellie Smith, I see big things coming with you and Kenton. I could go on and on and on, but when you get into this name deal, you know, Todd, you end up leaving somebody out eventually, and I don't want to get into that, but I'm so proud and privileged to be a part of this company. I feel very blessed to have this opportunity, and I just want to thank everybody that's involved, and I look forward to seeing you at the convention. And don't forget, guys, this convention is very important. This is your business. It is your opportunity. You know, it's said that your business is built from event to event. And if you plug in, you stand a better chance to cash in. So I intend on doing both of those things, and I thank you so much for our time on the call tonight, sir.
Well, hey, Todd, congratulations. By the way, I love that. If you plug in, you got a better chance to cash in. And again, folks, if you should be watching Todd online, I mean, you see him launching all these marketplaces. If you call him, he's always on with somebody. And, you know, success leaves clues. Now, if you want to be successful, simply find a successful person and emulate what it is they're doing. And Todd, you know, he's not talking the talk. He's actually out there walking the walk, launching marketplaces. By the way, what an unbelievable group there in Kentucky. That gave me chills when I heard that whole group say hi. So I want to give a shout-out to, obviously, that group that's there with you in Kentucky and looking for big things to happen down there and come out and actually get to spend some time with you folks and do some meetings and meet everybody. There we go. There it is. So that's fantastic. And I hope that everyone else on the line tonight, I mean, there's one thing you've heard from a lot of our leaders, and I hope you hear that humble leadership, you know, from Jeff Atkins to Lydia to Todd, you know, Sasser to, I mean, obviously Jim Percival, and, you know, Mike Oliver, by the way, what an incredible training he did on Saturday. I meant to mention that at the beginning. If you missed it, you know, it's going to be in the archives. But, you know, we got just some real humble leadership. And obviously, you know, like attracts like, you know, bird of a feather stick together. And so I think that obviously a lot of that's attracted based on who our CEO and founder is. You know, he's a humble leader. We're humbled to be where we are. We're obviously excited about it. Sometimes you can't help but hoot and holler a little bit that we're pioneering and inventing something that we all think is unbelievably special, and most people we share it with seem to think the same thing. But, you know, so you can't help but get excited. But at the same time, you want to keep your wits. You want to keep your bearings. You want to stay, you know, grounded and rooted and, you know, family first and God first and all those kind of things. And that's Mr. David Hart. You know, I think he emulates all of that. I think the group in Indiana got to see that firsthand. So without any further ado, Mr. David Hart, I'm going to turn the call over to you, sir.
Fantastic, Todd. Am I coming in okay? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, you know, I always want to thank Todd Strand on this call because I believe we have the best of the best when it comes to articulating our opportunity by getting the message out and sharing it with all you and your team members at a national level. So, you know, Todd, I want to give it back to you here on a public forum because the company is truly blessed to have attracted your talent to have you part of the team. And I truly appreciate you and your efforts. And you've absolutely have knocked it out of the park. You're all over the scoreboard with income, and your team is growing absolutely in all your legs, multiple places all over the all over your network, and you are on track to knock out the next level in our company. It looks like you've got that in the bag, and I just want to commend you for the success. I know there's going to be some great things and exciting things coming here at the event that you're going to have a big part of rolling out. And so I appreciate you and who you are as an individual. And, you know, this last weekend for me was a phenomenal weekend. It was a weekend for me to put faces and with voices on the phone, for me to shake hands and get to know some of the people out in Indiana and actually fell in love with the group out there and the heart that I saw in terms of the leadership, the humble leadership, and just the people, and to listen to their enthusiasm and their excitement about where they see this business going in the future for them and how it can provide for their family, and it truly can. And, you know, Lydia Abbott, I just want to give it back to you because, you know, you are tearing the business up and being a veteran in this industry on the field side for more than two decades. I can tell you that keep doing what you're doing because 1 + 1 in our industry does not equal 2, and you are definitely on your way to that diamond lifestyle, and just keep doing what you're doing, and great things are going to come your way. Very mature, very poised at age 26, handle yourself extremely well in front of the room, and it's quite evident why you're having success. People love you, they trust you, and they'll follow your passion, your enthusiasm, and your excitement. And Todd Saffer, what a gentleman. Guys, he is definitely, without doubt, going to be one of the biggest income earners in our company. And any time that he's speaking, you want to definitely plug into what he's got going on. He did a phenomenal job presenting our opportunity in front of the room. And next guy, Jim Percival. You know, Jim's such a great guy. He did such a wonderful job explaining the compensation plan. And everybody likes to be around Jim. And, you know, there's some of those people that when they walk in the room, they light a room up, and he's one of those guys. And, you know, so happy that he's here. He's been here since pretty much the beginning. He's gone through the bumpy roads and the challenges as a startup company, but he never lost faith. And it's that commitment and that position to stay focused that's allowing him to have the kind of success that he's having. And then, of course, Greg Warford, his sponsor, just a tremendous guy. Tons of knowledge, leadership, and here's another guy that's absolutely, guys, I just want to let you know that he is knocking it out of the park in our company and continues to build a huge team. He's got business growing in all kinds of areas all over the country. He was on the phone with some tremendous leaders downlining him in the business today that are excited about the opportunity. And, you know, we are attracting major, major players all across the country in this industry, looking at our business, they're getting involved, they're taking action. And because of that, you know, we're a company that is experiencing major growth. But I want you to know that if you've never been involved in this industry before, if you've never had success, that it doesn't matter because we are a grassroots movement company. And we have all kinds of people that have not had success in the industry that are finding success because of our message and how simple it is to explain to people. And really, first and foremost, guys, we are a savings company, and my mission is to help people save money on a month-to-month basis through our products and our services, and we do just that. You know, we're a company that if you can learn to master the one simple question, and that question is, if I could show you a way how you could make money giving away a free app, would you want to know more? If you can learn to master that question and direct people to our tools, you will duplicate and you will find success. I tell people all the time, wherever I go, if you can learn to master the quality of your communication, you can master, have control of the quality of your life. And you can do that here, but the thing is, doing it here, you're going to be able to do it and catch a convergence, a wave that's going to take place. We have so many things that are converging in one focused, concentrated arena. We've got the mobile app revolution that's taking place right now. You've got our product, which is really designed to follow human behavior. Nobody goes into any store and says, hey, I want to pay retail. Everybody has been conditioned, especially over the last decade, to save money. People are looking for ways to keep more of what they make. And then finally, you're in an industry that allows you to create income and work it at your own pace, your own level. It's the most perfect business plan in America today when you look at the free enterprise system and you look at how you can build a business inside our structure. Our compensation plan is very generous. We pay out 80% on the front end on our premier product when people get started. I made a conscious decision to do that because I believe that we need to invest in the field, and as you win, we win as a company. I believe in corporate America, in the MLM industry, there's a lot of greed. And you know what? I want to spread the wealth as we build as a company. I believe the more you give, the more you get. The more you help bring people up, the more your team grows. So that's very key. I want to share a little bit with you about the connector position. I want to go over what we've done here. You know, when we first launched, we wanted to have the connectors go into the matrix. And that was a good idea. But then as we begin to look at it, we realize that at some point we're going to have millions and millions of connectors come into the network. And we didn't want to cloud up your matrix with that. So we made a decision as a company to not allow connectors to go into the matrix. But as they upgrade, then they're going to go into the matrix. So just last week, we pulled connectors out of your matrix. And not all connectors got pulled out. The connectors that didn't get pulled out were the connectors that already had a brand partner placed underneath them. But don't worry about that if you have a connector in your network at this point and there's a brand partner placed in it, because our company has what's called compression, meaning that if someone is not paying a monthly auto ship, we compress up that level, and you will always get paid on all your levels that you have volume on. So if that happened to you, just ignore that. Don't worry about that. If you looked at your numbers and said, hey, my numbers have gone down, understand that we pulled out those connectors on your matrix count. And so those are the people that have downloaded the app for free. They pulled back out of your network. And so your numbers went back down to your active members in your matrix. So don't be alarmed with that. There's a, you know, our connector position. Connectors cannot sign up other connectors at this point, but we're allowing you, the brand partners, to position all your connectors in the business. It's a great way for you to begin to position people and get them exposed to our opportunity. At the convention, we are going to roll out connectors, being able to bring connectors in the business. And at convention, rumor has it, beyond rumor, that we'll be launching our big box retail division on the app, which will flood the entire United States with a presence on the app, and then you get the opportunity to go in and backfill local merchants to bring additional market value into your local marketplace. Gang, I can tell you right now that this is going to be, we're going to be a legacy company with what we're doing, with the way that we pay out our commissions, with the product that we're bringing to the marketplace, and with what happens in terms of human behavior, what people are looking for. You guys sit at the forefront of something very special. I want to talk a little bit about the conference. The Ignite conference is 80% sold out, and it will sell out. And we've got many of you that have qualified for VIP status. VIP status gets you into the event first. It gets you a lapel pin. It gets you recognition on stage. And some very special raffles that will take place for the VIP people that qualify for VIP. We also have the VIP dinner, and we've got many, many, many people that have qualified with them and their significant other for the VIP dinner. So there's still lots of time. You have until August 4th to get that done. You want to definitely be pushing to be at that event on Friday night. Another piece that you want to push for is the Pearl Leadership that's going to happen. It's a special two-hour training. All the Pearls are going to get all the updates and everything first on that Friday. So if you're not a Pearl, you want to make sure that you might be one, two, three, five. You might be 9 people away. I always believe if there's a will, there's a way. Get to that Pearl level. Get to that event. We'll have some special things that happen for all the Pearls at that event. You want to be in the know. So that's very important. I can't say enough about the group out in Indiana. And a lot of the special people I got to meet and shake hands. And I very much look forward to coming back out there and helping that team grow. And you might be on the phone right now thinking, man, I'd like to get the CEO and founder out to my neck of the woods. And you know what? If that's you and you want to take leadership like Lydia Abbott did, like Todd Sasser did, you know what? Start building in your local community. Take ownership of your business. Put together your kickoff events with your app savings and start sharing the opportunity with people. And you know what? Just start doing the work. And before you know it, you're going to have a team of people and we can connect and get you out. I can come out and do meetings, put a group together like Lydia did. So finally, I just want to share with you that in the pursuit of your goals, dreams and desires, you are going to have challenges. You are going to have things that come against you. You're going to have obstacles that get in your way. Life is going to get in your way. You might even have somebody that you're in business with that you write a big check to and they steal your money. You might even have the family members that become terminally ill. You might even have kids that come down and get sick. You might even have your friends tell you that you're crazy. You might even have family members, hey, what are you doing? You have so much talent. What are you doing in this industry, in this business? You might have people tell you that will never work. You might have best friends that come into your network and they leave. You might have all kinds of distractions that come your way. And I'm here to tell you, stay focused on your dreams, your goals and your desires, and take action on those. Don't listen to the naysayers. Move forward in your business, because in the pursuit of those, your dreams, desires, your goals, and your aspirations, life is going to get in the way. But stay focused to the cause at hand. Stay focused to your beliefs when you first got in this business. If you do that, you could cheat what most people buy into. You can cheat life. You can put yourself in a position to be in control of income. You could put yourself in a position where you have money coming in and it's not based on you trading dollars for hours, but it's based on the very work that you do today. It's based on the effort that you put out. It's based on when life gets in the way, you keep moving forward. It's based on the pursuit of what you want. And if you'll do that over the next 24 months, if you'll take this window and this opportunity where you have momentum and you have a story that's just starting to resonate across America, if you'll take this time, this energy, if you'll move forward, you'll be able to move people. And in the process of moving those people, you will find success. I've been in this industry. I've seen it for 20 years. I've built 5 major downlines. And I can tell you that this is a magical moment happening right now. Last month, we were record growth in sales. The slowest month in the industry, they say, other than December, is July. We have already surpassed our sales and setting records today in the second slowest month in our industry. We are growing as a company. We are putting on, you, the field, are putting on connectors at a rapid rate. Without even the invite process and the tool that's going to ignite your business. Right now is the time to go after it and make it happen. You have 20 plus days until conference. Don't slow down. Don't make an excuse. Don't let life get in the way. but simply take action and move forward, because I promise you, when you look back, you'll thank me that you did. You know, as the call started out tonight and I was listening to all the people get on the call, I couldn't think, as people had announced their names and they were waiting, I couldn't think what I would do when I was on this, when I was in the field and building. I was the guy that was constantly texting people and my leaders going, anybody on my team, get on the call, get on the call. It's going on right now. Major announcements taking place. Gang, it's that kind of activity. It's that tenacity that's going to help you win and put you where you want to be. Take advantage of it. We have people in the field that are making it happen on a regular basis. And you know what? We are the story that's going to come in this industry. So with that, I'm going to throw the call back to Todd Strand for closing thoughts. Guys, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate the energy. I can't wait to meet most of you that I haven't met come August 8th, 9th, and 10th. So, Todd, I'm going to throw the call back to you.
All righty. Wow. And with that, I don't have any closing thoughts. I think that with that, thank you so much, Mr. David Hart. I appreciate all of you being on the line today. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there thinking, man, I wish everybody on my team was on here. And by the way, you know, I was talking to David Adami right before this call started. You know, he uses this call because, remember, we go from event to event. He puts his good prospects on this call. I mean, obviously, you can't put someone who doesn't know anything on this call, but if someone's heard the sizzle call, they've heard the hangout, they've been to a meeting, they know what we're about. Start treating them as if they're in the business. Hey, man, we got this great call going on. Get on the call. It's unbelievable. And he actually, you know, gets people on the call. And it's a great way to obviously help people, to let people know what's going on with our business so they can begin to take a look at the business from the inside and see the kind of record numbers and the kind of leadership we have and those kind of things. So with that, we're going to bring this call to a close. We appreciate all of you being here. You know, don't just hang up. Take action. The moment you're done, man, text all your team. Man, what an unbelievable call. You know, go out there and make sure you talk to two people a day, every single day. Make sure you're taking inventories. Everyone on your team got a ticket to the Ignite event. And let's go out there and let's make some history together. Appreciate you being here tonight. Everybody have a great week, and God bless. Good night, everyone.